This episode was created on unceded Coast Salish territories of the Lekwungen and Wissanic people. CFUV has been around for over 30 years. In that time, we have worked with many radio hosts, all with their own unique experiences and stories. I'm setting out to find how CFUV has affected its community and to get an inside story on CFUV's DJs. I'm Max Monday, and this is Behind the Mic. Max, and today I'm going to be interviewing Sharon of the Sunshine Breakfast. How are you doing today?
Doing well. It's lovely out there.
I drove a Massey Ferguson. I've run with the old John Deere, but nothing ever.
Sharon started volunteering at CFUV in the mid-90s as a guest host on her ex-partner's show. When he could no longer commit to his time slot, the show was handed down to Sharon.
Oh, Massey!
I inherited the show.
Yes, from your
My ex-partner did one of the folk shows, and I assisted him. It's a lot easier. Any of the hosts will tell you it's a lot easier if there's somebody else there that will do the writing part, especially when we get to the SOCAN segments. But then he got a job during the day, and he started working at the Friendship Center, so I took over the show entirely and had it ever since. I have my present sweetie. Sits in and writes all the stuff down for me. So
nice.
Yeah, so it's nice. We can have conversations on there. It's the music is pretty well my choice, but we have good conversations about the music as well.
How was the transition of going from like your ex-partner being the host to you being the host?
It was a bit scary. Yeah, when I started, we were way back up over the Cinecenter offices, and it was pretty basic machinery, so I learned to operate sliders and things like that. Never done anything like that before. But then taking it on, just having that space to fill and knowing that it's your voice that's out there, and if anybody listens in and you're stumbling or ah-ing and things like that, yeah, or if you press the wrong button, which still occasionally happens, right? Yeah, so.
Sharon partakes in the Skookum Folk Collective, a community of folk show hosts within CFUV.
There was this kind of a group name that we were using to describe all of us. There's folk shows Monday through Thursday, and Georgie, doing her early morning Monday show, also plays a lot of folk music. And Aldo on Wednesday plays a lot of folk music later on. And then a blues show on there. We used to have a folk show on Saturday, but it's a field that... not a lot of students are interested in. So as the people who were interested as hosts got older, right, they haven't been replaced, so there's been fewer slots. It's a wonderful community. These people have all been doing the show for a long time, and then there's various alumni that have had shows, and we see them occasionally. We get together about once every 6 weeks or so for a potluck lunch and talk about music and stuff like that. So
nice. Sharon also partakes in CFUV's folk collective by hosting her own current show, The Sunshine Breakfast.
There's a silence on the prairie that a man can't help.
There used to be a Sunshine Breakfast on BC Ferries. It was kind of a basic Eggs Benedict. It was eggs, usually scrambled eggs, and it had kind of a bechamel sauce. Lots of people didn't like it. Lots of people made fun of Sunshine Breakfast. I actually kind of liked it. So I like Eggs Benny. So I just called it that. I thought, I'm a fairly cheerful person, so it would fit.
Nice.
So I just kept it. There's such a variety of stuff that's offered on CFUV. Just this whole smorgasbord, this whole buffet of things. And people can pick and choose. That's one of the things that's on offer.
You You said that it's really rewarding to have people call in to your show. Is that the most rewarding part?
I think for me, the most rewarding part is the sheer pleasure and privilege of being able to spend 2 hours a week listening to music that I like. I still work part-time, and life is really busy, and it is just such a delight to have this little time where I can just listen to music, and that's just such a gift. You know, I'd never be able to adequately thank CFUV for giving me that spot every week. This is wonderful.
This is what you do with a trophy when you get a trophy.
Sharon lends a hand in other facets of the community, including ventures in political activism.
I've done environmental things and all levels of that. I'm active in the Friends of Cuba Society, and we've played for the Central American Support Committees and things like that, as whatever is happening. I really feel that my best contribution to that kind of things is appropriate music, because music hits your brain in a different place than talk does, than reason does. So, okay. And I don't have a lot of patience with people who say, oh, nobody's writing good political music anymore. There is lots out there. You look for it, but there's lots. Some of the very old stuff, the stuff going back to the 40s, 50s, 60s, is still appropriate. Yeah? But there's new stuff as well. I played a couple of pieces last week by Billy Bragg, who was one of the more outspoken proponents of the Remain campaign around the Brexit issue. It was quite a surprise to have Billy Bragg interviewed on other media, on mainstream media. You don't hear that very often, but he's been to town a number of times, has wonderful political perspective, and I wanted to get that out. A few years back, when the local librarians were on strike, we went down to a couple of the libraries and sang outside the libraries. That was fun. Wrote our own songs about librarians.
How do you use CFUV to get your voice out as an activist?
It depends on the groups. A lot of the political groups, the activist group communities that are primarily younger people, have a good grasp of social media, and that's how they're getting their message out. The older groups have younger committees that are doing that kind of thing, and still depend on the printed word as well as things. But they have telephone conferences, online conferences, and things like that. But it's a constant reminder to people that music hits people in a different way. So you'll have people who are open to that message, and people who they haven't become aware. They're just not aware. It doesn't come to mind that when something's happening, you should get a good sound system and a good live performance that's going to speak to the issue. Right. So it's just a constant reminder that that's a necessary thing. A lot of the younger groups will do that, but often gatherings will be a combination of political speeches and presenting facts and things and entertainment. Mm-hmm. So they'll have bands that say nothing political. Right, but people have been putting all this energy into it, and now they want a boogie. Right? So, yeah, it's a constant struggle. Yeah, it's a constant challenge, I guess I should say. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that this kind of activist music has a part to play.
There was a time gone by when my heart brushed the sky, and simple love was the love I knew. We walked as one.
How does CFUV help to keep the folk community alive in Victoria?
Everybody has a tendency to operate in their own little silo. And one of the things about folk music is it speaks to a community. So it's valuable for people who are active in the bluegrass community to know that there's Morris dancing going on. And there's Morris dancers visiting from England this week. or that they may be able to hear one of the groups that they really like at a protest rally or a gathering for action against pipelines and things like that. I think it's a reminder that the music is not just feel-good entertainment, but it has content. It's a reminder that our own club, the Victoria Folk Music Club, is very meaning-oriented up and down the island. Such a high standard of musicianship, but also content. One phrase that people use disparagingly a lot of the time is preaching to the choir, mm-hmm. right? It's important to preach to the choir because sometimes the choir's on different places in the room, in the city, in the up and down the island, in the province, and it's really important that people know that there are other people out there that like the same thing and that feel the same way. And so by doing this, by bringing forward these perspectives and this music that means something to all of these people, it gives them heart. One of the most debilitating things for anybody is to feel that they're the only person who feels that way. So you play the music and you talk about the events, and people realize that there's other people out there that feel the same way.
There's a ghost at the window, but he's not looking in. He's a life of his own.
Sharon spreads her ideas and wonderful music collection over the airwaves at CFUV. She does a great deal to keep the Victoria folk community alive with the Skookum Folk Collective and Sunshine Breakfast. Our last track for today is the song Willows by West, My Friend.
There's a phantom who's writing the script for her day. All the things that they're thinking, all the things they could say. Well, there's a breeze in the willows.
This episode of Behind the Mic included a conversation with Sharon, host of The Sunshine Breakfast, which airs on Wednesdays from 8 to 10 a.m. To hear more episodes of Behind the Mic, check out your favorite podcast provider or visit soundcloud.com/CFUV.
There's a playground of visions building castles.